Melissa, you're absolutely sure that this is what you want?
I'm sure. It's not fair for my mum and granddad to go on thinking I'm dead. I have to see them, let them know I'm alive.
That might raise some awkward questions.
Then I'll just have to come up with some clever answers.
And if they ask you how you survived the Theseus?
An escape pod.
Except the Daleks destroyed them all. How are you going to explain that yours is overlooked?
My ID was stolen at Jupiter Spaceport. Somebody else used it to get on board using my name.
It's not the most watertight story I've ever heard.
But they'll buy it. Hey, they're going to be so pleased to see me. They're not going to care.
All right. So, Bliss, your home is...
Capital city, Derelobia. It's one of the Orion colonies.
And there's one other thing, of course.
What's that?
Your mum and granddad. They're going to want you to stay.
So?
Are you prepared to leave them again? Put them through more fear and heartache? Or is this the end of the line? Capital City, Derelobia, 1 month after we met on the Theseus.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Ish. Fairly sure. Sure as can be expected. Do you know every alleyway of the city?
No, but...
Then we'll just have to find you a bit you do recognise.
The sky. I can't see the sky.
What? Oh.
There's a roof over the buildings. Concrete.
Some things are bound to have changed while you were away.
Like them sticking a huge dome over the whole city.
It is a little unlikely, I'll admit. Oh, now this is more like it.
What's going on? A rock concert?
Well, they've come to watch a football match on the screens.
I don't remember there being any screens.
But you've been here before. You recognise it.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the buildings are the same, but they weren't covered in red and black banners.
No?
And the people weren't half-starved to death.
Food shortages?
This couldn't have all happened in 1 month, not even a year. Doctor, You've landed me in the future.
I'm sorry, but this isn't the future. This is your home planet, Derelobia, exactly 1 month after we met.
But then, what's happened to it? What could have done all this?
Citizens of City Dome 1, I bring you great news. Work on the rocket is ahead of schedule, and soon it will be ready to be launched against our enemies, the Daleks.
That answers that.
Let us not forget how the Daleks attacked our world, how they laid waste to our cities, how they poisoned our seas and our air. But soon we shall turn the tide of this war, and it will rain destruction down upon their planet. We will blast it from the skies. Our rocket will end this war forever. Death to the Daleks. Amongst us. aided by traitors and saboteurs. Nobody is to be trusted. See the faces of the agents that have been brought to justice by my peace enforcers. Hear their truth speak.
Castriel, Tenement 77, year born 12. I'm an agent of the Dark.
I don't believe it. They're practically hysterical.
Yes, indoctrination through crowd psychology. Somebody's been reading Orwell.
Doctor, what about my mum and my granddad? Are they going to be in this crowd somewhere?
It's possible.
Because if they are, I have to find them.
Bliss, that might not be such a good idea.
It's not up for discussion. This is my family we're talking about. I have to know what's happened to them.
Work shift 9 commencing. Work shift 9 commencing. All unassigned labor must report to Munitions Factory 7. It is the duty of every City Dome 1 citizen to play their part in the war effort. We must all work for victory.
Work for victory.
All workers, get out! We have to shut down the floor! Get out!
Shayla, this is it. This is our chance.
What about Deccan?
He didn't get clear. We have to go, now!
Get out! Everyone!
Oh. They're aging to death!
And so will we if we stay here. Come on!
Must assemble in the supply yard. The factory has been attacked by enemy agents and will be closed until the time storm disperses.
Enemy agents? Deccan wasn't an enemy agent.
No, but he did just blow up half a factory. You can see why they might make that mistake.
It's just along here. Oh, no.
What?
This is where my house was.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Why would they knock it down?
I don't think they did.
What?
This isn't the result of a scheduled demolition. It's the result of an explosion.
No.
Quite a while ago, too. The dust has settled.
They're dead, aren't they? They're dead.
Maybe. If they even existed in this version of history.
What do you mean?
It depends how far back it was when events were changed.
You mean my mum and dad might not have been born? My granddad too?
Perhaps.
And what about me? If my mum and dad never existed, what does that make me?
I don't know, Bliss. An orphan of the Time War?
But I remember them! Is that some other universe now, a different reality?
When an infinite cosmos is the battleground, casualties can take many forms.
We're looking at this place, what it's become. Who'd want to grow up in a world like this? If my mum and dad never lived, maybe it's just as well.
Protector Lendek, the explosion was deliberate. Somebody set off a cluster shell, and now there's nothing left of them but a pile of bones and a name tag.
What's the damage?
20 dead, another 30 suffering from time exposure.
I mean the factory.
Oh, it should be ready to resume production in 2 hours.
We'll force them to work double shift to make up the time.
Yes, Protector. There's one more thing. There are 2 workers unaccounted for.
They must be captured at once.
Oh, we'll find them, I guarantee it.
I hope so. I needn't remind you that we can always find work for enforcers in the Cronondite mines.
Yes, Protector.
Oh, that must be the rocket they were talking about.
Whoa! It's nearly as tall as the dome.
Quick, hide. Someone's coming.
This way, Shayla.
Why did I let you talk me into this? We haven't got a chance. They're going to kill us.
You first, if you don't keep up.
Hey! Over here!
What?
Do you want to escape or not? Over here! Well, what are you waiting for?
Who is he? Can we trust him?
Does it even matter? Anything's got to be better than being caught by the enforcers.
That's it. This way, quickly.
Why do you want to help us?
Because you're running.
Doctor, There's loads of guards heading this way. They're going to find us if we stay here.
Do you have any better ideas?
When I lived here, at the back, there was an alleyway. We might be able to use it to get away.
Then let's hope it's still there. Lead on.
They must have come this way. Search the ruins, every inch. If you see them, shoot to kill.
Yes, sir.
Should be safe for a few minutes.
What did you mean about helping us because we were running?
In my experience, if you want to find out what's going on somewhere, ask the person being chased by guards.
Find out?
Oh, we've only just arrived. We're not from this city.
What? But there is only City Dome 1.
Unless they're Dalek agents.
No, not quite the opposite. I spend most of my time fighting them. I'm the doctor, by the way. This is my friend Bliss.
Hollier, Tenement 56. Yearborn 4.
Shayla, Tenement 54, Yearborn 7.
So you're here to help us fight the Daleks?
If I can. Though you seem to already have the matter well in hand. Your rocket is a remarkable achievement.
If you knew how many lives it'd cost, the suffering it's caused.
But if it wipes out the Daleks...
One rocket wouldn't do that. It would just provoke them into another attack. Enforcers, we should move.
Anywhere in particular?
There's an auto tram stop about 100 yards that way.
Okay, but I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to pay. I don't carry loose change.
This section's empty.
Good. We can talk. Tell us about the war.
How long ago was it?
20 years. I was only a small boy. I didn't really know what was happening until we were moved to the city.
Same for me. I was only a baby when I was evacuated. My parents were killed in the attack.
And you've been under siege ever since?
Yeah. Nobody can leave the city because of the poisoned air. Why? What are you saying?
Only that the Daleks seem to be rather taking their time.
Patience is not one of their virtues.
And while the atmosphere may be toxic to you, I doubt it would pose any problem for the Daleks.
You mean they could have destroyed us long ago?
You said they wiped out all the other cities. But they allowed you to construct a rocket to use against them. So who are we going to meet? We took this particular tram for a reason, didn't we?
There's
Hollier!
If they are coming with us, they might as well know. There's a secret resistance group in District 17.
If they're secret, how do you know about them?
There are rumours. Whispers. And District 17, nobody goes there. It's just abandoned storehouses.
But you've never met any members of this resistance?
No, but they have to exist. I mean, who else has been carrying out all the sabotage?
Well, we'll find out soon enough. This is it. District 17.
Well, if this is their base, let's hope their resistance are over to new recruits.
What do you mean?
It would be distressingly ironic if they mistook us for spies and we all got shot.
Oh, what's that?
A bombardment.
The attacks are still going on?
Same time, every night. The Dalek fleet's in orbit, which brings it over the city.
Shh, 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 shh. What is it? There's someone there.
Hello? Hello? We know you're there. Get out of here.
What?
Go, both of you, go!
Come on, come on!
Stop! Don't move. You two stay exactly where you are.
Quick. Oh, yeah, they haven't seen us.
All right. Enforcers, take them.
Yes, sir.
No, no. You're not sending me outside, no!
Don't run, Shayla. It's just the escape! I told him not to run.
Throw down your weapons.
I would love to, but I'm afraid I don't have any. See?
There's only one reason Proles come to District 17. To join the resistance.
A resistance which doesn't exist.
It's just a rumor put about to lure any would-be rebels into a trap.
They're all so desperate to believe it's true. It's pathetic. Where's the other one?
Other one?
The woman, Pollya. Where is she?
No idea.
Lock down the perimeter. Check every storehouse.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as for you, pretty soon you're going to wish you'd got shot while you had the chance.
They just shot him. In cold blood.
They'll kill us too if we don't get out of here.
But the doctor...
There's nothing we can do. Enforcers, quick. Down here.
Over there. I heard something.
Probably just a gutter rat.
And it could be the 56. If we're the ones that bring her in, it's extra food rations for a week.
Oh, they're coming this way. We should run.
No chance.
But then what do we do?
I know you're there. You might as well surrender. There's no way out.
This is how this works. I ask you a question. You give me the answer I want to hear. That way, you don't get hurt.
And after you've recorded my confession, what happens to me then?
What do you think? You'll be banished from the dome.
Oh, good. For a minute there, I thought it might be something bad.
It's only fitting that agents of the Daleks should die, choking on the air, poisoned by their masters.
You don't really believe I'm a Dalek agent, do you?
When I'm finished, you'll believe you're a Dalek agent.
Why don't you just tell me what to say, and I'll say it.
First, you tell me who you are, your tenement and year born. Then the names of your co-conspirators.
I am the Doctor. I am not from this planet. I am a Time Lord.
A Time Lord?
It's interesting you've heard of it.
Rendo, you fool. You'll ruin everything.
Oh, a bit loose around the waist, but needs must. So, what do we do about the guards?
Easiest thing would be to kill them.
If you do that, you're on your own.
Or we leave them in a gutter, bound and gagged. They'll be reported missing and found, eventually.
That sounds better.
And then they'll be court-martialed for allowing themselves to be overpowered.
Then I'll tell the judge they didn't stand a chance, the way you leapt out on them, knocked them out. I've never seen anything like it. So now we've got their uniforms, where are we going?
Up there.
What, the tower?
It's called the Fulcrum. It extends all the way to the roof. It's where our good and mighty protector lives.
That's where they've taken the doctor.
It's where they take all the traitors. For execution.
Then let's hope we're not too late.
Protector.
The prisoner is to be transferred into my custody.
I'm honored.
He's all yours, Mum.
Good. Doctor, this way. Please accept my apologies for your treatment. If we had known you were a Time Lord...
You wouldn't have treated me the way you treat your own people.
You were detained while in the company of a saboteur who caused the deaths of 20 workers. You can see how we might make an honest mistake.
I've seen enough to know that there is nothing honest about your regime. You treat your people like slaves, using fear and brutality to keep them in line.
Given that we are at war... Certain moral compromises are an unfortunate necessity.
Your excuses are very well rehearsed, Protector. You recite them at night to help yourself sleep.
Do you think it prudent to antagonize me? I have just saved your life.
Why?
What?
I can think of three possible reasons you'd want me alive. One, you want me to help you against the Daleks.
The offer is appreciated, but no.
Two, a bargaining chip. You want to use me to force the Time Lords into helping you.
Wrong again.
Three... You intend to hand me over to the Daleks.
Now, why would I do that?
In return for them calling off their attack?
There is one more possibility you haven't considered.
Which is? Oh, no. What are you doing here?
Doctor, I could ask you the same question.
Yes, can I help you?
Security inspection. We have reason to believe enemy agents have entered the Fulcrum.
Well, you can see they're not in here.
Nevertheless, all personnel are ordered to assemble in the reception hall while we conduct a full search.
You are welcome to check with Chief Enforcer Rendo.
No, that won't be necessary. All right, everyone, downstairs, double quick.
Come on.
Watch the door while I look at this.
Can you find out where the doctor's being held?
Not from here. This is the communications control room.
Then what are we doing here?
It also monitors the skies above the city.
So it's an observatory, like a radio telescope.
This display should show us exactly what's up there.
Are you sure it's working?
Yeah, it's working. That's what's in orbit around Derelobia.
But there's nothing there.
Exactly. There is no Dalek fleet. The bombardments are just recordings played in through the roof speakers.
Faked? But why?
To make us cower in our beds, to make us obey.
Two saboteurs have gained access to the Fulcrum disguises and forces. They are to be shot on sight.
Well, now what do?
We go up.
A new body, but I recognize the swagger, Captain Tamasan.
Major Tamasan. Many lives were lost at the Battle of Tenacity. I count myself lucky that I've several more to give. Of course, Doctor, you could have saved yourself all the inconvenience had you gone through the proper channels.
I didn't know this planet was being run by the Time Lords.
No?
To be honest, Captain...
Major?
I was kind of hoping the Daleks were behind it. It would make things so much simpler.
Doctor, allow me to introduce the man in charge of this operation, Ancillary Commander Carville.
Honour to meet you, sir.
The feeling isn't mutual. Tell me, why have you turned the people of this planet into your own private slave gang?
What? Doctor, I've saved them.
Saved them?
20 years ago, Derelobia was attacked by the Daleks.
Really?
I intervened with an expeditionary force and placed the planet within a camouflage shield to prevent further incursions.
But the bombardments... Ah, active propaganda.
It is expedient for the population to believe they are under constant direct threat.
The Blitz spirit. Everyone pulls together to build you a big rocket. Rather a pointless gesture, wouldn't you say?
Doctor, I don't think you quite appreciate the scale of what Carville has achieved.
No? Then what has he achieved?
This is it. That hatch should lead out directly onto the roof of the dome.
I thought the atmosphere was supposed to be poisonous.
Yeah. You might want to hold your breath. So, not poisonous after all.
You're not going outside.
Oh, you've got to see this. Turns out they weren't just lying about the air.
Are there city domes? Dozens of them. And if they've all been building rockets?
I've seen enough. We must return to the communications center.
What? We've only just got here.
And now we must broadcast the truth about this world.
You have turned this entire planet into a missile base.
Had I not placed Derelobia under my protection, it would have been destroyed.
Oh, but you've done more than that. You weaponized it. Major Tamasan, you knew about this?
I was not aware of what Carville had done until I arrived.
No, but you're quite happy to go along with it.
Doctor, the missiles are fitted with Cronodite warheads. There are enough to obliterate the entire Dalek Empire.
So the subjugation of an entire planet, the rewriting of its history, that's acceptable to you? A price worth paying?
I don't know about you, Doctor, but I am in the business of winning this war.
So you're happy to condone a regime that brainwashes and brutalizes its own people?
No, Doctor. We owe the Time Lords a debt of gratitude. They saved us from the Daleks.
Then why not tell your people that? I'll tell you why, because then they would know that their protector was a puppet, with the Time Lords pulling the strings.
What is it?
Commander, there's, a matter requiring your urgent attention in the operations room.
I'm on my way. Major Tamasan?
Yes, if you will excuse me.
Good. Protector Lendek, now we can talk.
Oh, I don't believe it. You just... killed them all.
It was them or us.
You didn't even give them a chance to surrender.
And if you don't help me barricade the door, more enforcers will come and they will kill us.
No, no. I won't help you. You're a cold-blooded killer.
Then that should be a very good reason. to do as you are told.
Well, what is it?
Two intruders in the upper level, sir. They've killed a dozen enforcers and sealed themselves into the comms room.
What? Get as many men as you need to deal with them, by any means necessary.
Yes, sir. Enforcers Gannett, Belton, Hawk, Gems.
There's one thing I don't understand, Lindick. You're clearly not a coward. So why have you allowed yourself to become a stooge for the Time Lords?
If it wasn't for Carville and the Time Lords, this world would now be a Dalek colony.
But you only have the Time Lords' word for that. You've never been anywhere near a Dalek, have you?
I have.
When?
When they attacked. I was an officer in the Defence Corps.
You fought the Daleks at close quarters?
This is all recorded, documented.
I'm sure it is. So what do they smell like?
What?
The Daleks have a very distinctive smell. Anyone who's ever encountered them can never forget it. So what did the Daleks smell like?
I can't remember. I mean, it was in the heat of a battle.
Very distinctive. Once smelt, never forgotten.
I remember. They smelt of petrol and smoke, like engine fumes. They...
Wrong.
What?
They don't smell of anything. But thank you for giving me the answer to my question.
What question?
Why you agreed to become the Time Lord's stooge.
What are you doing?
I told you. Broadcasting the truth.
You're going to tell everyone that there are other cities?
No! I am broadcasting the truth to my masters.
Your masters? Of course! The whole cold-blooded killer thing. You're a Dalek sleeper agent.
Now activated. The Polia personality has been deleted.
You mean you... She didn't even know she was working for the Daleks.
That knowledge might have compromised her.
But you've been living here all your life. You said you were evacuated as a baby.
I was sent to evaluate this world as a potential Dalek target.
Hang on. I thought the Daleks tried to invade, like...
The Daleks have never attacked this world.
They're trying to get in.
They're too late. Opening communication channel with Dalek homeworld.
Now, never mind. Get out, Cole. Take them away.
We've located your friend, Bliss.
Where is she?
Would you believe she found her way to the top of this tower? In the company of a Dalek agent.
What were they doing there?
Trying to contact the Daleks. Fortunately, the enforcers arrived in time to stop them.
If you'll excuse me, I have duties to attend to.
Of course, Protector.
Thank you.
Trying to contact the Daleks? Sorry, don't they already know about this planet?
No, Doctor. As far as the Daleks are concerned, it disappeared 20 years ago.
And they wouldn't think that remotely suspicious? Oh no, a whole planet vanishing into thin space?
What are you getting at?
Carville knows his story is nonsense. I know his story is nonsense. What interests me, Major, is whether you know it's nonsense.
What?
Carville and his little mob didn't repel a Dalek invasion. This planet was invaded, yes, but by the Time Lords.
This is absurd. It's completely outrageous.
Lendek told me as much. You came to Delarobia with the specific intention of converting it into a war machine.
The people of this planet have cooperated willingly.
No, they've cooperated because they know what will happen to them if they resist. Lendek believes she's protecting her people, protecting them from us.
Commander Carville, is this true?
If it wasn't for me, the Daleks would have invaded eventually. They would have enslaved the people, mined the Chronodite for missiles, and launched them at us.
That's your justification for this? That the Daleks might do what you have done?
But instead, we can mount an attack so vast, so devastating, that the Daleks will be completely...
Exterminated. Yes, I see. If you don't mind, I would like to see my companion now.
Rendo, I would like to question the Dalek agent.
Commander Carville has not given authorization.
You don't take your orders from Carville, you take them from me.
Yes, of course, ma'am. I'll be right outside if you need me.
I shall bear that in mind.
Protector Lendick, you're the leader here?
In name, at least.
Any attempt to interrogate me is futile. My memory only contains instructions on how to contact the Dalek homeworld. I do not possess any strategic information.
But you know about the Daleks. You must do.
What do you know about the Daleks?
I know that they are the enemies of the ones who have enslaved my world and forced me to become their stooge.
Yeah, that's standard Time Lord war protocol.
Well, they've done this elsewhere.
This world is just one of hundreds, thousands to have been enslaved by the Time Lords.
What for? Well, their war against the Daleks.
The Daleks are the only race to offer resistance to the Time Lords' campaign of galactic conquest. They want to see the Daleks wiped out, just as they will wipe out your race when you cease to be of use.
But why? Why would they want to destroy us?
They believe that all inferior races must be exterminated if they are to become the supreme rulers of the universe.
But the Daleks, they're trying to stop them.
The Daleks are a force for good. For peace.
Why should I believe you?
You don't need to take my word for it. Just look at your world. See what the Time Lords have done to it. That is your proof.
We're on the wrong side. I always suspected as much.
Well, Protector, I guess you were right. Nobody is to be trusted.
Bliss. Bliss?
What happened? Polly, she's a Dalek agent.
Yes. But now she's safely under lock and key.
We went on the roof. There are other cities.
Yes. The entire planet has been turned into a missile base by my own people.
The Time Lords.
Do you feel well enough to move? I'll explain while we walk.
Yes, Enforcer, what is it?
Sir, I thought you should know. Protector Lendek is in conference with the Dalek agent.
So?
I took the liberty of monitoring their conversation. The agent has convinced her that the Daleks are not the enemy. She now believes that you are.
What, the spineless ingrate?
You can hardly blame her, given how she's been treated.
Major!
After all, you chose her for her weakness of character, because she would be easy to manipulate.
Thank you for your retroactive analysis, Major.
I took the precaution of deadlocking the cells. They can't get out.
Don't be so sure. Get back there and arrest the Protector for treason.
It'll be a pleasure, sir.
Good. They've cleared the air.
Why have you brought me back here?
Guess.
No. You can't.
Polly left the coordinates locked in. All I have to do is open a channel.
And call the Daleks. They'll exterminate everyone.
Yes, it's not an ideal solution. Still needs must. Hello, can you hear me?
What are you doing in there?
Oh, thank goodness. Nearly gave me a heart attack.
I'm going to send a message to the Daleks.
Why in the name of Rassilon would you want to do that?
To end this. To end what you've done here.
I never had you marked as a traitor.
I'm full of surprises. Oh, and don't think about sending in any guards, because all I need to do is press this button.
And you will betray us?
If you don't do exactly as I say, yes.
What exactly do you want?
Put it back.
What?
You've torn up this planet's history and rewritten it for your own ends. So now, you can just put it back to how you found it.
I can't do that, Doctor.
You changed it, you can unchange it. Put it back.
You're willing to throw away what might be our only chance of defeating the Daleks?
There will be other chances.
You don't know that.
Neither do you.
We know the Daleks are growing in strength. If we don't stop them now, the cost of defeating them will be even greater.
Here we go, the nip them in the bud argument.
Why do you think you were sent to Skaro to prevent their creation?
What?
If you'd carried out your mission, the Time War would have been averted. Instead, every death that has resulted is the result of your cowardice.
You are making the same mistake other good people have made. You think choosing the lesser evil excuses evil.
We have to do whatever we can to defeat the Daleks.
Not at any cost.
Yes, at any cost. The Daleks should be wiped from the face of creation.
Yes. You can see why I'm finding it difficult to work out which side I'm on. I'll ask the Daleks what they think.
Doctor,
You realize if you contact the Daleks, you'll be condemning everyone on this planet to death.
If that's what I have to do to stop this happening again, yes. Because otherwise, this will be just the start. The first of hundreds of worlds, thousands. A Time Lord Empire stretching across the stars. So terrible, so utterly devoid of mercy, that their victims will wish they had been invaded by the Daleks instead.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe you'll actually do it.
Try me.
I don't believe you are prepared to sacrifice this planet. Do you know why?
Why?
Because that would make you just as bad as the Daleks.
Moral sophistry.
It is simple logic. You accuse Carvel of saying that the ends justify the means, but if you destroy this world, you will be guilty of the same crime.
I cannot stand by and let you do this. Give the order to restore this planet's timeline.
No.
No?
That's my final answer. No.
I only have to press this button.
Yes, well, go on then. Do it.
You can't.
I can. I have to. I have to end this.
But you can't, Doctor. You can't help the Daleks. You can't.
No, you're right. I can't.
You'll find another way. I know it.
I wish I had your faith. Canceling communication. And deadlocks.
If you'd succeeded in contacting the Daleks, what would have happened?
The Daleks would have sent an assault force to destroy the Time Lords and free this planet from their tyranny.
And use the rockets against the Time Lords?
With your consent, you would remain as protector with the Daleks at your command.
In that case, I'll open the door. You overpower the guard.
And once we're free?
I'll help you send your signal. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right. Oh, Rendo! Rendo! He's locked us in!
Step aside!
What?
My physical abilities are superior. Alarm sensor disabled. There!
How strong are you?
Strong enough! We must send the signal at once.
We can use the emergency elevator. It's this way!
All right, bring them in. Doctor, and you must be Bliss.
Guards? So we're your prisoners now?
Not at all. You are free to leave whenever you wish.
So it's you. You're the one who did this to my planet.
Your planet?
This was my home. My mum and dad, my... It's all gone. White, because of you.
Bliss.
I thought the Daleks were bad, but they're nothing compared to this... Time Lord...
It must be very upsetting for you. But the sacrifice of one world is a small price to pay if it means we can win this war and wipe the Daleks from the face of existence.
What happened to you, Commander?
What?
Nobody hates the Daleks as much as you without reason.
They have destroyed countless worlds, waged a war.
Yes, but
of...
what did they do to you?
They killed my wife and children. They killed them.
And I suppose you think that excuses everything.
Bliss, let him speak.
20 years ago, I was assigned to the science colony on Miniaturis. My family came with me. We made a home there. Then I was recalled to Gallifrey, and while I was away, the Daleks attacked.
I understand now.
You understand? You have no idea. What the Daleks did.
You intend to repay tenfold, a hundredfold. You want to make them suffer like you have suffered.
No. Daleks don't feel grief. They don't weep. Revenge won't bring my family back. What I want is for nobody else to have to stand in the ruins of their life. Like I did. Does that make me evil?
No, it makes you a victim. Suffering the pain of wounds that will never heal.
Yes, Rendo.
Sir, the Dalek agent has escaped with Lendek. They seem to have smashed through the cell door.
They'll be heading for the communications room. Get after them.
Yes, sir.
Carver, let me speak to her. Lendek will listen to me. Please, you have to let me speak to her.
How long will it take?
Oh, the computer's been auto-deadlocked. It'll take me 2 minutes to regain access.
Then do it.
do it!
Lendek, listen to me. Do not contact the Daleks. If you do, they will destroy this planet and everybody on it.
No, the Daleks will save us.
No, whatever you've been promised, it is not true.
They aren't our enemies. Our enemies are the Time Lords.
Maybe, but believe me, the Daleks are even worse.
How could they be worse? And why should I believe you? You're a Time Lord. You're one of them.
Listen, you hate the Time Lords because of what they've done to your planet. You want us gone, but we are not all like Carville. When our leaders on Gallifrey find out what he's done, they will order him to put things back to how they were.
They won't. They won't give up their missiles. And when they're fired, the Daleks will retaliate. We'll become a target.
Yes, but if you contact them, the same thing will happen. They will destroy this world utterly.
Then whatever we do, we are the dead.
He's just playing for time. You know that the Time Lords are evil. You know what they've done to your world. Computer unlocked. Opening communications.
Move away from the controls.
Oh, gosh, he was right. He was just playing for time.
I said move. This is your final warning.
No! No!
Rendo to Carville.
Well?
They're dead. Both of them. But I think they managed to send a message to the Daleks.
What? Are you sure?
The signal's still going. I can't shut it down.
The incompetent idiots ruined everything.
It was hardly his fault he was too late.
I didn't mean Rendo.
Well, you can hardly blame Lendek either.
I was talking, Doctor, about you.
If you've quite finished. Temporal disturbance detected. The Daleks are on their way.
It's too soon. The rockets aren't ready.
Are any of them ready? How many?
100. Maybe 500. It's not going to be enough.
Not enough to attack the Daleks or not enough to defend Derelobia?
Not enough to defend this planet. Nowhere near enough.
But you have to try. You have to do something.
If we can boost the planet's camouflage field, it might give us time to evacuate the population.
Not a chance. We're talking minutes, not hours.
We don't know that. Look, you have a TARDIS somewhere, and I assume Tamasan has too.
No, he's right. There isn't time. The Dalek fleet is materializing in orbit.
Oh, no. There's thousands of them.
Source of transmission located and identified. Planet Derelobia.
Multiple missile installations detected.
This is a Time Lord war planet. Attack formation. Commence firestorm barrage. Total extermination.
We obey. Exterminate.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
Exterminate.
All cities alert. All rockets to be targeted on Dalek fleet and launched, including the one in City Dome 1.
I thought it wasn't ready.
It isn't. It doesn't have enough fuel to make orbit.
Then why launch it?
Because when the warhead explodes, it will create a time storm.
Any Daleks in the vicinity will be aged to death.
I can't let you do this.
Try, Doctor, and I will kill your companion.
Stop the countdown. In the name of Rassilon, I order you stop the countdown.
I warned you. Now nobody can stop the launch.
You're condemning this planet to destruction.
He condemned it the moment he arrived.
All Time Lord personnel, commence immediate evacuation.
I'm in command here. I give the orders.
Not anymore.
I've seen the future. Either we do everything in our power to win the war, or we will be defeated. And when that day comes, you will realize I was right.
Tamasan, your TARDIS is nearby.
Yes.
Then I'll find you. If anything happens to me, look after Bliss.
Doctor! What was that?
The Daleks beginning their bombardment.
And this time it's for real.
Citizens of City Dome 1, I bring you great news. Work on the rocket is ahead of schedule. Rocket launch in 200 seconds. 199. 198.
190. People of Derelobia, resistance is futile. Surrender or you will be exterminated. Cancel all rocket launches or you will be destroyed. We are your...
2 Time Lord personnel successfully evacuated.
Is that all that matters to you? You might have changed your face, however that works, but you really are the same. What about the people outside?
They're dead. They just haven't realised it yet. Here, this is my TARDIS.
No, hang on, hang on. All but 2.
Guess.
Wait. You have to take me with you. The Daleks are slaughtering everyone in sight.
I'm sorry, but no.
Take me with you, or I will kill you. Here and...
Bliss! Bliss, get inside! Yes, now!
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Is this how it ends, Carville? With you running away in your TARDIS?
A few more days and the rockets would have been ready. We could have changed the course of the war.
If only you'd agreed to put things back when you had the chance.
If only you'd wiped out the Daleks when you had the chance.
The creatures looked from pig to man and from man to pig. But already it was impossible to say which was which. I look at you and I see a good Dalek.
And I look at you, Doctor, and I see a coward.
Says the man who's running away.
They say never meet your heroes. They're right.
Goodbye, Carville. Let's hope we never meet again.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Subject identified. You are the Doctor. You must be exterminated. Exterminate! Exterminate!
I knew you couldn't bear to leave without me.
Standing orders from Alistra. You're a valuable asset. Besides, your friend insisted.
The Daleks, they've got inside the city.
I know. Termasan, contact the Time Lords. Send for reinforcements.
It's too late.
It's not.
This is a battle we cannot win. The Chronodyte missiles are already detonating in the lower atmosphere.
What does that mean?
A time storm will sweep across the planet, turning everything to dust. Nothing will survive. Nothing will ever live here again.
Temporal acceleration detected.
Time storm. Intensity factor 80,000.
All attack ships to return to orbit.
We obey.
The Daleks will not be able to exploit the remaining reserves of Chronodyte. A war asset has been removed from contention.
A war asset?
It's not a victory, but it's not a total defeat.
That's all you can say. My whole world's just been destroyed because you decided to turn it into a missile factory.
My immediate concern is getting us out of here. The Daleks are generating a temporal interference field.
What?
They're trying to stop us entering the vortex, boosting power. They've locked onto us. We can't break free.
Timecraft immobilized.
Other TARDISes have overcome interference field. They are escaping.
Materialize a Dalek within the immobilized TARDIS to capture it. I obey.
Come on, work, damn you, work.
Commander.
Tamerson, you have to help me. My TARDIS has been immobilized. The Daleks are draining the force field.
I'm sorry, Carl, but it was necessary to sacrifice one TARDIS so the others could get away.
What? What?
You will appreciate the ends, Justin.
What? No! You sanctimonious self-serving...
You are a Time Lord. You are an enemy of the Daleks.
Yes. But if you kill me, this won't be the end.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Warning! TARDIS symbiotically linked to pilot self-destruct energy!
All other TARDIS is now on course for Gallifrey. I had to make a decision for the greater good.
But for whom? It's not exactly inconvenient for Carvel to be put out of the way, is it?
I resent your implication, Doctor.
I wish that was all I resented about you. You were a party to what Carvel was doing here.
She knew about it all along.
No! Carvel's reports gave a misleading impression.
And you never thought to check? No. He must have had support from someone in authority.
Alistra?
Even if it was true, it's your word against mine. Who are the High Council going to believe?
Have any other planets been weaponized like Derelobia? Well, how many?
If individuals decide to take matters into their own hands without my knowledge, I can hardly be held responsible.
Plausible deniability. You don't want to get your hands dirty, so you leave it to others.
Then that must be something we have in common, Doctor. Your TARDIS, Doctor, if you'd care to avail yourself.
Come on, Bliss. We're done. This isn't the end. If there are other worlds enslaved by the Time Lords, I'll find them.
What about my planet, my home?
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do.
Oh, is that all you can say? Your own people destroyed it. That they've taken away my past, my future, my whole life. It's all gone. My mom and dad wiped from history. They never even existed.
I know, Bliss, I know. But you're still here. There must be a way to get your world back.
You think you can fix it?
Not now. Not with the time war going on, but someday, somehow, yes.
And until then?
We look after one another. Away from the battlefields.